This is Long-Term Care Connections for December 10, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. CMS has suspended the mandatory off-cycle SNF provider enrollment revalidation deadline indefinitely. The previous deadline of January 1, 2026, has been suspended after a successful advocacy campaign by the American Healthcare Association and other stakeholders. CMS is not announcing a new compliance date at this time, and a formal notice will be posted in the coming days. Over the past year, SNF providers have experienced various challenges with meeting the complex and extensive new provider enrollment reporting requirements. The deadline was extended 3 times in 2025 prior to this suspension. Over the past several weeks, hundreds of AHCA members reported serious technical problems with the system. CMS recognized the significance of the issues, and on behalf of our members and our national affiliates at AHCA, we appreciate their agreement to an indefinite compliance deadline suspension. Read this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more information. Nursing assistant applicants working in community-based settings are now included in the 365-day deadline for home care aide certification. DSHS has released an amended Dear Provider letter clarifying this inclusion. Find the link to read the letter in full in this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Board of Nursing Home Administrators at the Department of Health has recently launched an official survey to streamline participation in the Administrator Residency Program. ARs, formerly known as Administrators in Training, are finding it increasingly difficult to identify sponsoring companies and preceptors willing and able to support AR placements in Washington. This trend runs counter to the intent of the program, which highlights the value of allowing AR participants to rotate across facilities during their tenure. If you are willing to participate as a preceptor, please consider completing the survey, and the board will work with you to become a training resource for training opportunities. You can find more information and a link to the survey on LTC Connections online. The Department of Health Home Care Aide Program will host an open virtual forum for assisted living employers and instructors to address questions about home care aide processes, testing and training requirements, recent rule updates, and HELMS accounts and employer PINs. This December 16th virtual session will provide employers and instructors with an opportunity to receive clarification, share feedback, and stay up to date on the latest program changes. The forum is free to attend. Find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. If your facility or company is approved by DSHS to conduct its own home care aide training, you may be eligible to become an HCA testing entity as well. This means an approved instructor can receive training through the Department of Health to become a testing proctor and begin conducting the HCA written and skills exams for the students you teach. This opportunity cuts down on cost, as the test would be free, and also reduces travel time and speeds up the transition of an HCA applicant status from pending to active. Approved facility trainers can request to become a testing entity by emailing hcaproctor@doh.wa.gov. WACA members can also contact Vicki McNeely at waca.org if you have further questions about HCA training and testing. WACA can't wait to connect with you on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We regularly post about our events and educational opportunities, feature our members and their accomplishments, and share news about the long-term care sector in Washington and throughout the country. Find us on LinkedIn and Facebook at WACA LTC and on Instagram at WACA Cares. Tag us when you post about your facility so we can get to know your staff and residents too. In this grassroots update, it's a wrap on the annual legislative committee days. Last week, WACA's own Lori St. Ars and Aidan Swain were on Capitol Hill in Olympia, where fiscal and policy committees from both chambers gathered to introduce and preview the key issues expected during the coming session. Aidan also had the privilege of testifying before the Senate Health and Long-Term Care Committee on the challenges facing our sector's workforce. His presentation, developed in partnership with Leading Age Washington, highlighted the strong connection between staffing and quality care in our state. Special thanks to Bill Ulrich of Consolidated Billing Services for his support of this work. With a tough session ahead and a rapidly aging population, every opportunity to elevate our issues will be critical. If you're interested in adding your voice, contact Aidan Swain at waca.org for information about upcoming initiatives and advocacy trainings. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. On December 18th, WACA and INSPAC will host a webinar focusing on ensuring resident rights are upheld, recognizing and preventing abuse and neglect, and building a respectful culture of safety and dignity for all residents. It's time, once again, to review the top 10 citations in Washington's long-term care facilities. Join Vicki McNeely on January 15th to go over the most common citations in assisted living, and with Elena Madrid on January 22nd to learn about the issues that most frequently occur in skilled nursing facilities. Understand why these citations happen, be prepared for your next survey or inspection, and avoid common mistakes. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.